The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Mashallah, viewers of Madinah, welcome to this special program of yesterday, today and tomorrow. And in this series of programs, what we do is we delve into the rich heritage that we have as Muslims, our pious predecessors, the companions of the companions, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we want to go to the best of our pious predecessors, to get the best role model, then we go to the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, inshallah, we're going to talk again about the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the respect that he had amongst the companions as well. But before we begin, as you know, we give you a blessing of reciting through the Park upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a book that's been printed by Maktabatul Madinah, Allah walon ki baatein, on page 61 of the fourth volume, it states that Sayyidina Wahab has narrated that there was a person in Bani Israel, namely Mastah, who spent 200 years of his life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and he finally died while committing the sin of disobedience. The people of Bani Israel held his dead body from his leg, dragged it, and then threw it on a mound of filth. Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to his Rasul Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said to him to go and offer the funeral salah of that person. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the people of Bani Israel, they say that he had been a man of bad character. He had spent 200 years of his life disobeying you. Allah Azza wa Jal then sent him the revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Certainly, he was a bad person. However, it was a habit that whenever he would open the Holy Torah to recite it, and he would see the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would kiss it, touch it to his eyes, and he would recite Salat upon him. Aye, Salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, I have accepted this deed. I have forgiven his sins. And I have got his nikah conducted with 70 hoos of paradise. Today we're going to talk, like I said, about the reverence, the respect that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst his companions. And you know, we are told as Muslims to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're told as Muslims to respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're told as Muslims that loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of our iman. How are we expected to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the way to do it is to look at how our pious predecessors, how they loved him. Because every single one of our pious predecessors, from today until the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including them, all of the pious personalities, all of our rich heritage, every single one of them loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearly, with their own lives, more than their own lives. And so we looked at their lives and the respect and reverence that they had, and then hopefully we can learn a lesson from them. It is stated in the book, again printed by Maktabatul Madinah, called Gulzdastahe Darude Salam, on page 474 of the 660-page book, he said that there was a king called Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he was a great Islamic scholar, and he would offer salah, he would fast, and he would recite the glorious Quran regularly. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah, also had a great status. Allahu Akbar. All the other titles that you can put about him are to one side, but this one title, Allahu Akbar, he had the status of being an Ishq-e Rasul, a lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he had an obedient slave, and the slave was called Ayaz, and Ayaz had a son called Muhammad. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah would always address the son of Ayaz by his name, but one day Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah once called out to him, O the son of Ayaz, fetch me the water to perform the wuzu. After some days, his slave Ayaz humbly said to him, Your Highness, O King, has my son made any mistake? Has my son done anything wrong that instead of addressing him by his name, you addressed him by that he is my son. What has he done wrong? What have I done wrong? And Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi Rahmatullah replied, your son's name is Muhammad. And I was not in a state of wuzu on that day. And without being in the state of wuzu, I had never spoken the word Muhammad. You know, these people, they had that respect just for the name. Just for the name. You know, the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would love anything that had any connection, any affiliation at all to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The city of Medina, the city of Makkah, the places that he went, the battles that he did, the masjids that he went to, anything that has an affiliation or association or connection with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they loved him. And here we see, not only loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only respecting the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his name, Allahu Akbar, the beautiful name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respecting that name as well. And it's stated, viewers of Manchan, that there are many names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alama Muhammad Mahdi Fasi Malki rahmatullah ta'ala stated that there are 1,000 names of Allah azza wa jal, and there are 1,000 blessed names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well, Ibn Faras has reported that the blessed names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more than 2,000, and each and every blessed name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrates any of his glorious attributes of his biography and virtuous character in one way or another. And inshallah, today we're going to learn a little bit more about this. It is stated on page 346 of the remarkable book Siratul Mustafa, which again has been published by Maktabatul Madina. This is a beautiful event that took place in the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people have wrote essays on this, people have wrote books on this, people have researched this event. In the month of Zulqa'dah, 6th al-Hijri, the beloved and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with 1,400 companions, put on the ihram of Umrah and they departed from Makkah Sharif. The noble Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam suspected that the disbelievers would prevent the Muslims from performing Umrah. Therefore, he first sent a person for the tribe from the tribe of Khuzah to Makkah, so that the person can get information about the plans of the disbelievers of Makkah. And when the caravan of the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the place called Usfan, the person, he came back and he brought the news that all the Arab tribes have gathered together and they decided not to allow Muslims to enter Makkah at any cost. Hence, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he decided to do, he decided to follow a different path away from the main route. He then reached a place called Hudaybiyah. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he camped there and he noticed that the disbelievers of Quraysh were ready to fight against the Muslims. On the other hand, all the Muslims had come in around, they'd not come to battle, they'd not come for war, they'd come to perform the Umrah, and they came in Iran. Hence, he considered it appropriate to send anyone to Makkah to enter into a dialogue to reach a truce. He decided to send Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala to Makkah for the purpose of this specific job. Reaching Makkah, he radiallahu ta'ala conveyed the message of truce on behalf of the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he was a huge person in the eyes of Makkah. He had a lot of wealth, he had a lot of support, he had a lot of status in there. So they respected him. They respected him, and hence they did not mistreat him at all. They even said to him that they would let him perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and complete his Umrah, saying that you have come here, you're entering into truce with us, whilst you're here, we'll let you perform the Umrah and you can go Safa Marwa and perform that say as well. However, they flatly refused to allow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform the Umrah. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he refused. He said, I can never perform the Umrah alone without the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he returned back. And when Sayyidina Usman Ghani returned, the companion said to him, O Abu Abdullah, that was the kunya of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, you may have got the privilege of Umrah. So they were congratulating him. But the embodiment of devotion and loyalty, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala replied, I swear by the one under whose power my life is, if I'd stayed in Makkah for a whole year, but the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stayed in Hudaybiyah, I would not have performed the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba unless he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have performed the tawaf. The Quraysh offered me, but I refused. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That love, that devotion. You know, Would he have done anything wrong if he did perform the Umrah? Was it a sin to perform the Umrah? You know, imagine the Holy Kaaba is in front of you. The city that you left, Sayyidina Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he led there. And we're saying that this event took place 6th Al-Hijri, 6 years after this. He's coming back. Allahu Akbar. He now has an opportunity to perform the Umrah. He now has an opportunity to go between Safa and Marwa and perform the Sa'i. But on one hand, he's got the Kaaba in front of him. And on the other hand, he's got the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart. And that love, that respect, that reverence, he said, how is it possible? How is it possible that I am here and I perform the Umrah and that my Nabi, my beloved, the one that I love, the one that I respect, the one that I follow, the one that I'm willing to give my life for. You know, it was a sin for them to perform the Umrah. It's not as if they'd done it and, you know, he could have said that I performed the Umrah and I did dua. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I did dua for all of the Muslims to have victory. I did dua for all of the Muslims to have peace. Ya Rasulullah, I did this. He could have done this. Now, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have rebuked him, would have said to him, why did you do this? Because he wasn't given the instruction not to perform the Umrah. Remember this. If the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had instructed him, no, when you go there and you enter into a truce, when you talk to these people, you must not perform the Umrah. He didn't say this. He didn't say this. So it was not a command from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he do? He didn't do it. Why didn't he do it? Out of respect. Out of respect for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can see this in the life of the companions, that they openly said that we love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. The difference between them saying it and me and you saying it is they proved it with everything that they've got. Many of us, myself maybe included, it's just lip service. We say it on the lips, but do we really mean it? Are we willing to make the sacrifices that they made? Are we willing to live the life and the sacrifices that they made for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they were willing to give anything. And we see in many, many instances, within the Battle of Uhud, with the female companions. Yes, the female companions put themselves in front of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and arrows came into them, but they did not let the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be harmed in any way. And so you see this love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the Sahaba set the example. They set an example for us. They set a standard for us. They set a standard for us to try and achieve. And without a doubt, we can never achieve it. But our goal is to try and follow in their footsteps, to try and get close to them. We'll never achieve the love that they had. We'll never achieve the respect that they had, the reverence that they had. But at least we can try and follow in their footsteps. Try and achieve some of that love and respect that they had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'd advise you, viewers of Majlis, to please read. Read about the life of the companions. Read about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Notice this beautiful book that I've got in front of me. It's called The Sublime Biography of the Final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, it's a very colourful book. I don't know if the pictures can come up in here or anything like that. You can see there's pictures there. Yep, you can see them. Beautiful book, not a very long book. Let me just check how many pages it is. 161 pages, again, not a heavy book. But again, we should read the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a beautiful book that's been published by the Maktabat al-Madina and translated by the translation department, and this book is only £2.50. Now, what can you get for £2.50? You know, you cannot get any takeaway meal for that. And for the cost, or less than the cost of any one of your meals, you can read about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read about his life, his struggles, the sacrifices that he made, who fought for us. And inshallah, by reading about the seed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can develop that love in your heart that we need to have for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to take a small break now. We're going to go to our first package of the day. Inshallah, when we come back, we're going to continue with the topic of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
One of the beautiful narration, Sayyidina Faqih ibn Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has narrated. On the day of judgment, the wife and the children of a man will make a complaint in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, oh, our Lord, Azza wa Jal, make this person compensate for our unfulfilled rights. Allahu Akbar. He never taught us about religion. And he provided us with a haram sustenance. And we were never aware of that. The person who beat it so hard for earning haram sustenance that his flesh would come out of his bones. Then he would be brought to the weigh scale, the mizan, where angels would bring his good deed equivalent up to mountain. Then one of his family members would come and say, I am short of good deeds, and take some of them. Allahu Akbar. Then another person will come forward and he will do the same thing, and he will take his some of the good deeds. In this way, the whole family member will take all of his good deeds. And alas, that person will take all the burden of sins and act of cruelty. The angel will announce, he is an unfortunate person whose family has taken all of his good deeds and he entered hell because of them. Astaghfirullah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just think how unfortunate the person is whose own family, the personal family, the members of the family will take all of his good deeds and will gain salvation, leaving him empty-handed. Therefore, we should wake up from the sleep of the headlessness. We still have chance, we still have time. Seizing the opportunity, we should get busy obeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And like we said many, many times, the purpose of this program is to look into the rich heritage that we have as Muslims, to learn some lessons from our past, to learn from our pious predecessors, to learn from the lives of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ultimately, all of it comes back to learning from the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in learning about how the companions were with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with the companions, they are our role models. They are our ideal role models. And like I said before the break, unfortunately, we know very little about them. This booklet that I have in front of me, I mentioned it before, please buy this booklet. Even £250 is cheap, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. For £2.50, even if you have to pay £250 to get the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, that is worth it. But this is only £2.50. So please buy this book. And a lot of the people I know are buying extra copies to give as gifts. You know, this is, again, a beautiful thing, a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give gifts to people. And what a beautiful gift that you can give to someone. You can give them the seed of the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, like we said, we're talking about the reverence, the respect, the status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reverence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also mentioned in the Quran as well. In Surah Al-Fat, ayat number 8 and ayat number 9, Allah azza wa jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, we have indeed sent you, O dear Rasul, as a present witness and a herald of glad tidings and warnings, in order that you, O people, may accept faith in Allah and His noble Rasul, and honor and revere the noble Rasul, and may say the purity of Allah morning and evening. Allahu Akbar. Alama Qazi Ayaz, rahmatullah ta'ala, stated that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded people to show respect and reverence to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has declared this noble act to be compulsory, not optional, not mustahab, compulsory upon us to respect and love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Explaining it further, the great jurist Mufti Jalaluddin Ahmad Amjadi rahmatullah ta'ala stated that the commandment given in the above mentioned blessed ayat of showing reverence and veneration to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only permissible, but it is wajib and it is compulsory. Therefore, it is necessary for the Muslim to show reference towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects, using every permissible means. It is because the blessed ayat mentions, it mentions a mutlaq, i.e. an unconditional commandment of showing reference towards the beloved and blessed Rasul. It means that any particular method has not been specified for showing respect to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, he goes on to say, it is necessary to show respect for the Rasul of the Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, by all means. However, he says, it is shirk and kufr to claim that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is God or the Son of God, or to prove any attribute for him in exactly the same way as the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Moreover, prostrating before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in reverence is haram and it is impermissible. He further goes on to say, and I want to just clarify this. I know I'm reading it, but I need to clarify this. He further adds that in this blessed ayat, iman has been mentioned at first, but there is the commandment of showing respect and reference to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, people have been commanded to worship. This sequence gives a clear indication that iman is the most important and superior to everything. It means that without iman, the act of showing reverence to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not accepted. Nevertheless, after accepting Islam, the deed of showing respect to the beloved Rasul is the highest in rank and above every worship, as without this noble deed, any act of worship such as salah, zakah, charity have no worth whatsoever. Allahu Akbar, viewers of my channel. We see from this how important it is. And what we need to do is like, you say, like I said earlier on, how can you develop this love? How can you develop this respect for someone that we don't know? You know, if I was to say to respect someone that's worldly in this dunya, you would say, well, I don't know him. How can I respect him? I don't know anything about his life. You want to know about him. You want to know what his status, what he's achieved, what he's done. And then you say, oh yeah, mashallah, he's done something good. Yeah, he's a decent person, this person is. And you might respect him because of his attributes or his achievements in this dunya. If we don't know anything about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we develop that love inside us? So it's very important for us, viewers of my channel, to develop that love. And the way to develop that love is to learn about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not just saying read this book, read many of the seerats. The beautiful book that I mentioned early on, Sirat al-Mustafa, a very, I think maybe 400 or 500 pages, that book. That is a beautiful book to read to develop the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts. Read the translation of the commentary of the Quran. Read Kanzul Iman translation will develop the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go to the weekly ishtamas of Dawud Islami by attending them ishtamas where they talk about the blessings of the Durood-e Pak. That will develop the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts. We need to, I've said it before, you know, like love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like a rose tree. Beautiful roses. But no matter how beautiful that rose tree is, it still needs water. It still needs nourishment. It still needs looking after. It still needs maintaining. So that love that we have, it needs maintaining. It needs nourishing. It needs feeding. And this can be in the form of kalams. This can be in the form of naat. It can be in the form of poetry. This can be in the form of reading seerah. This can be in the form of attending the shnama. We need to keep on top of this. Keep on developing that love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside our hearts. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small break now. We're going to go to the kalam of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the topic of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallahi, unzur halana. Ya Habiballahi, isma talana. Innani fi bahari hammim. خذ يدي سهل لنا إشكالنا مولا روسيا هم پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا اپنے غم میں اپنی الفت میں رولا
حسن گلشن
حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار دشمنوں کا کوئی وار مولا روسیاں
During the break, viewers of Majan, I was just reading this book, and you know, mashallah, but the first 10 chapters of this book talk about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then in the 11th chapter, which is what I was just reading during the break, it talks about the attributes and the appearance of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his favorite food, his favorite clothing, his blessed riding animals, his habits and his manners, his virtues and his attributes, and all of the things about him. And this is the amazing thing about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every little aspect of the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been recorded. You know, and I was just reading the chapter on there where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Hajj, and then when he performed the Hajj and he slaughtered the animals, and then he had the head shaved, and the companions all rushed to get their hair. What was this? This was love. This was respect. So I think it's very important for us to read these kind of books, to develop that love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Before the break, I was mentioning the fact that people, you know, it's forbidden for us to prostrate to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us in the Quran, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah 34, and remember when we ordered the angels to prostrate before Adam, so they all prostrated except Iblis, Shaitan, he refused and was proud and he became a disbeliever. Therefore, we see from this that it is clear that denial to show reverence to the Nabi is that the very first kufr that was committed after the human's birth, and the other acts of kufr were committed later. And we see from this that Shaitan, because he didn't bow, he was ordered to bow to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't bow to him, he didn't show the respect, he didn't show the reference, and as a result of that, he was banished. However, when it comes to after that, the Sharia now is that we cannot bow to anybody. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they were once present amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar. In the meantime, a camel came. A camel came into the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and this camel prostrated before the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, animals and trees, they prostrate before you. We are more rightful to prostrate before you. Allow us to prostrate before you. And this is where the clear command came. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam responded, worship your Rabb and respect your brother. If I were to command anyone to prostrate before someone in the creation, I would have necessarily commanded a woman to prostrate before her husband. And here, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your brother, and respect your brother, it means the blessed personality of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, worship your Rabb and respect your brother. I respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Sahaba, they would not miss any opportunity, any opportunity of showing reverence and respect towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they would find many, many different ways of doing this. And it stated that there was an incident that took place once where the companions, they were coming back from Ghazwa Khaybar, and they stopped at a place called Manzili Saba. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after offering the Salatul Asr, he took a rest. He rested, and by resting, what he did is he put his blessed head on the lap of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala had not offered the Asr Salah yet, and he saw that the time of Asr was passing. Remember this, we know that namaz is fard. Namaz is obligatory, we all know this. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting on his lap. Asr is going, the Maghrib is approaching. What does Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala do? He could have woken up the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please forgive me, I've not read my Asr yet. I need to read my Asr. But no, out to love and respect for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't wake him up. He didn't wake him up. And when he woke up, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, humbly, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had missed my Asr Salah. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the sun to go back. And when the sun went back, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he got up and he offered the salah, and then the sun set again. Allahu Akbar. Many madri pearls in this. Number one, we see the authority and the power that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, that he could order the sun to go back and it went back. Number two, we see the love and the respect and the reverence that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could also have said to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali, okay, you missed your salah, okay, never mind, you did qaza afterwards. But he didn't. He saw that the reason why he'd missed it, was out of love. It was out of love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the son to go back. And in ordering the son to go back, the son went back, and Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he got up, and then he offered the Salat al-Asr. These are many, many examples. And when you leave, you read the life of the companions, because like I said, loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know is important. How? The companions. Look at how they did it. What respect they had. And it stated that whenever the zikr, whenever the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, we should listen to it with great respect and reverence. It is mentioned in Bahari Shariat, consisting of 1250 pages on page 75, volume 1, that whenever there is a blessed zikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to it with respect and reverence. Just listening to that zikr of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, listen to it out of respect. You know, we say that by listening to the Quran, we should listen to the Quran. When we listen to the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we listen to about his life, about his teachings, about his seerah, about his hadith, then again, listen out of respect. And just by them statements, you understand the status that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And it stated that whenever Salatul Nabi is recited upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would also listen to out of respect. Once someone came to Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala, and said to him about kissing the thumbs. You see that at the end, just before any package, I say Sallu ala al-Habib and I kiss my thumbs. And then when we come back, I say Sallu ala al-Habib and I kiss my thumbs. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah, he was asked a question about kissing the thumbs and touching them to the eyes after hearing the name of the blessed beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what Sayyidina Ala Hazrat said, I'm going to summarize for you. He said, we should kiss the thumbs as the blessed scholars have declared it a mustahab act to do so during the azan. A blessed hadith has also commanded that one should kiss the thumbs on this particular occasion. However, he says, it is forbidden to kiss one's thumbs after hearing the blessed name during salah, during the khutbah, and during the recitation of the Holy Quran. So when then things are happening, then don't kiss your thumbs. But at other times, during the azan, when you hear the blessed name, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then again, you can kiss the thumbs at that time. And as we respect the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also respect his blessed name. A blessed hadith has provided motivation for us. It is stated that when you name any child Muhammad, you should respect that child. You know, they say that name a child Muhammad, but then also give another name to a child. You know, my name is Khalid, name your child Muhammad, and then give another name, Khalid or whatever it is, so that when you call your child, you know, because obviously sometimes you can get angry, you can get something. Don't call the name Muhammad in an angry tone. You know, whenever you mention call your child in a loving tone, like we heard at the beginning, that we're told that pious person, his slaves, that he called him, oh, son of Ayaz, instead of naming his name. Why? Because he wasn't in a state of wuzu. Now, Allah, I pray to Allah that we get to that level of taqwa, we get to that level that we don't mention the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam unless we are in a state of wuzu. But at least love the name, respect the name, and show respect and reverence to the name when we are calling our children that name as well. Viewers of the channel, we're going to go to a small package now. We've got the final package of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to try and wrap up this topic, hopefully. And I think so far we may have understood a little bit, only a little bit, about the respect and reverence of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's go to this final package, inshallah. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the topic. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Have calamities surrounded your life? You ask the question that, no, I'm trying to do my best, trying to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, trying to practice the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I'm faced with so many difficulties and trials. Keep this in mind. A believer is never at a loss. Even when it seems that they are losing out or are facing so many problems and difficulties, I want you to always try to keep this beautiful and this inspirational hadith in your mind. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal intends goodness for, He Almighty afflicts calamity upon him. Subhanallah. So he put things into perspective. And how long am I going to live? All these difficulties, all these calamities are going to come to an end. Because my life is going to end. When my life ends, all these worldly difficulties end with it. But the real difficulties will start in the qabr, in the grave, if I did not prepare for it. Let's make our mind that to be obedient always to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever calamities I have, that this is in the infinite wisdom and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that I am going through these difficulties. Keep sabr. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. We try to learn from our past, we learn from yesterday so that we can make a change in our lives today and have a better tomorrow. And today we're learning about the respect that the pious predecessors had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, everything that was attributed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are told that the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would give great reference to the blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu stated that whenever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak, the attendants, they would lower their heads as if birds were sitting on their head. They would just sit there and listen to the words of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And future generations have also shown that level of respect. And it's stated that once a man came to Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullah ta'ala and asked him about a blessed hadith. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullah ta'ala, he was lying down at that time. And as soon as he heard that someone had come about a hadith, he sat up. He sat up to answer that question out of respect for the hadith. And he said, I do not like to relate the blessed hadith whilst I'm lying. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Malik and Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, we've heard their names. They are the great scholars of the past. Sayyidina Malik bin Anas, rahmatullah, would not relate the blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without being in a state of wuzu. Sayyidina Mutarif bin Abdullah, rahmatullah, has narrated that when some people would come to Sayyidina Imam Malik and ask about a certain manner, he would send his maid out. What have they come and inquired about? If they'd come about a fiqh masala or something else, he would come out and he would answer the question. But he said, if they had come out to ask about a blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would get them to wait. He would get them to wait. He would go and perform ghusl, i.e. the ritual bath. He would put perfume on. He would change his clothes. And then he would come out and a special couch would be laid. And after sitting on it with honor, then he would say to him, okay, what is the blessed hadith? And at that same time, he would have incense burning around him during that session. And that couch was reserved only, he had that couch reserved only for relating the blessed hadith. Upon asking the reason about this, he replied that I like to show reverence to the blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, who wrote the great volumes, the great 9 volumes of Sahih Bukhari, it is stated that whenever he wrote a single hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his great book, before he wrote any hadith, he would perform 2 rakat of nafl salah. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of my channel, where does it say in Shariat that to quote a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to be in a state of wuzu? Where does it say that you need to perform ghusl? Where does it say you need to wear perfume? Where does it say that you need to wear nice clothes? Where does it say that you need to have a nice couch? You need a nice special couch for this? It doesn't. But these people of the past, they did it out of love. They did it out of respect. They did it out of reverence. And that's something that we need to develop inside ourselves. Where is that love in our hearts? Where is that reverence in our hearts? Where is that respect in our hearts for the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Again, we say it. But we need to make that change inside ourselves, viewers of the channel. We need to learn to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, looking at the companions, it is stated that the companions, they would fight effectively for drops of water with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was performing the wuzu, they would take the water.
When they would take the water that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used for performing wuzu, they would wipe their faces with them. And when the other companions had come and they'd realized that they could not get the water, they would grab hold of the hands of those companions who would damp through getting that water, and then they would rub their hands and then rub their hands. What is this? This is love, this is respect. The companions, they used to save the sweat, the blessed sweat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to get the hair of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to keep it as a form of blessings, a form of barakat, a form of medicine in fact, a form of shifa for them. The companions, when they went out into battle, they would put the blessed hair of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their turbans. And through the blessed hair, they felt that as a result of this, they never lost any battles. What is this? What is all this? This is respect, this is reverence, this is love. You know, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't ask questions how, what, where, why, when. They just followed. They just loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their lives. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the channel, what we need to do, talk about the love of the Prophet, the love of the Prophet, the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I develop this? By reading, by understanding, by listening. You know, the kalams that we have on Madri channel, the naz that we have in praise of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kalams that we have where we talk about the blessed city of Medina, all of these things, they're all there to become a fuel to that love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of our pious predecessors, every single one of them, were true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you study their lives, how they loved, and their love in a way was, could be in some ways you could say it was a greater form of love, because the companions, they were fortunate that they had the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of them. But in saying that, the pious predecessors after that didn't, and yet they still had that passion and love inside them. But also that love of not only being with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the companions had, but love for the commands, obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not just that for them, obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was everything. Making the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, making the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile was everything for them. That was their goal. That was their goal in life. And instead that, you know, in the final khutbah, that 110,000 companions listened to the final speech of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, spread this message far and wide so that the people who hear it last understand it better than the people that hear it first. And so what did the companions do? Here we have an opportunity. Do we stay with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or do we leave? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Do we leave and listen to the command of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But no, they left. They left to spread the deen of Islam so that the deen of Islam come to us. Why did they do this? Out of love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it was his command, his order to go. They could have stayed in the city of Medina. They could have stayed with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could have been buried in Jannat al-Baqi. But the majority, in fact, out of them, 110,000 companions, 100,000 companions spread the deen of Islam. They went to the far corners of the globe to spread the deen of Islam. Why? Out of respect and reverence to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to his commands and following his commands. And that is what we need to develop inside ourselves, that you cannot claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until you obey his orders. You cannot claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until you try and follow in his footsteps. You cannot claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until you try your utmost best to adopt the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your lives. You cannot claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until you love the people who love him and hate the people who hate him. These are the criterion that we need to look at, do we? It is alright saying I love. It is alright saying going to a mafli all night. It's also like going to a julus, going to these gatherings where naz are recited all night. Yes, alhamdulillah, very beneficial. But loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respecting him, revering him, is not a part-time job, which I keep on emphasizing. I said it many, many times. Loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being a Muslim, is not a part-time job. It's not a hobby. It's not something that we can do when we've got a bit of time. We need to develop this inside ourselves, this passion inside ourselves, to follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn about his life, to learn about the life of the companions, to learn how they loved, how they followed, how they obeyed, and what they did, what sacrifices they made. Today, are we being asked to sacrifice our lives for the deen of Islam? No, we're not. You know, the companions, when they went, when them 100,000 companions went to spread the deen of Islam, did they have the internet to find out what the weather was going to be like, to find out what the conditions were like there, to find out what they needed when they were going there, what all these things that they needed going? And then when they went there to spread the deen of Islam, what were they met with? In some cases, they were met with swords. In some places, they were met with all sorts of people that were against them. Nowadays, when we take you on a Madri Kafir, we say, spread trouble in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What are you met with? Those of you that have traveled in the Madri Kafir, you know that, you know, you met with flowers, you met with welcoming masjid committees who are happy for you to come. And they'll, you know, they'll lay out the feast for you in many masjids. I've been to masjids where they've laid out a breakfast, and I thought, if I was to stay here for 3 weeks, I couldn't eat all of this breakfast. And this is for one breakfast. But this is the welcome that we get, and yet still we won't do this. This again, we need to ask ourselves these questions. Where is our love? Where is our respect? Where is our reference for the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This will only come. This will only come when we learn about his life. And to do this, we need to watch the programs on Madani Channel, read these books and similar. And so I would request all of you, I keep on coming back to this book because it's a beautiful book. Buy this book. £2.50 per book. Buy multiple copies. You know, 8 copies for £20. Distribute amongst your family members. If as a result of you giving something to someone, and as a result of that, it develops a love in their heart, they act upon it, they respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should be respected, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will get the reward as well. So this respect, this reverence is part of our iman. And Allah azza wa jal himself has instructed us to show this respect. After iman, the respect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is above every obligatory act. And respect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a cause of blessings and a source of rewards. And we see from that man of Bani Israel, who spent 200 years of his life committing sins, that he was forgiven. He was forgiven, and not only that, he was granted 70 whores in paradise by just showing respect. If we as Muslims follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adopt the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't commit sins like he did, and he committed sins for 200 years, then inshallah, what reward inshallah will we get? Inshallah, Allah will reward us for showing respect to his beloved, for showing reverence to his beloved, for following the footsteps of his beloved. Remember this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah. So we are following, we are respecting, we are revering, we are loving the beloved of Allah azza wa jal. And that's something that we need to develop in our hearts. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And I hope and pray to Allah azza wa jal that me, yourself, all the people that are watching this program today can develop that love, that respect, that reverence for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not just develop it in our heart, but physically show it in our actions as well. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. Until the next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.